Hi there, it's Richard, and in this episode we're going to look at risk and reward for your business GCSE. So first of all, entrepreneurs and businesses face risks and rewards. So the businesses may not succeed for a number of reasons, and starting a business is a risky business. Now, if a business succeeds, there may be big financial or emotional rewards. And at the beginning, a business owner won't know 100% if customers want to buy their products or services. This needs to be tested in the market. Now, there is risk involved in starting a business. And at the beginning, a business owner won't know 100% what the customer wants to buy in terms of their products. So it can be risky. And the entrepreneurs that start businesses, as we've talked about, face a lot of risks. And some of those risks are, first of all, the risk of failure. So starting a new company is very risky, as they are most likely to fail in their early days. And they face the risk that consumers may not want to buy their product, especially if it's a brand new product and it's unproven. Also, starting a new business can often require a lot of investment. And failure can often mean a large financial loss for an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs often lose the security that they had with a job in terms of regular wage or salary. And this means that businesses, if a business isn't making any profit, the entrepreneur may not have any money to live off. So entrepreneurs often lose the security that they had with their job in terms of a regular wage. And this means that if the business isn't making any profit, the entrepreneur may have no money to live off. And those three risks again of starting a new business are the failure of the business, potential financial loss, and a lack of security for the entrepreneur. And if a business succeeds, the rewards may be in two different ways, either financial or emotional. To recap those three risks that entrepreneurs face when starting new businesses, they are financial loss, lack of security, and risk of failure. Now, as we've talked about a little bit, businesses and entrepreneurs can also benefit from great rewards. So some entrepreneurs simply want to set up a business doing something that they are passionate about. Many entrepreneurs have had full-time jobs in the past that they haven't enjoyed, which have led them to pursue their own idea. And setting up your own business means that you can work for yourself. And that means that you are likely to have more flexible working hours and more choice over the type of work that you do. Now, if a business is successful, then an entrepreneur is able to make a profit. And they may also be able to sell the business for a large sum of money in the future. Now, dissatisfaction of work is something that is not a possible reward from running or setting up a successful business. But some of the things that are possible rewards are flexible working hours, financial gain for the entrepreneur, and pursuing an interest that they like. Now, if a business is successful, those possible rewards, again, they are financial reward, being your own boss, being able to pursue an interest as your work, and not being dissatisfied at work. And remember that entrepreneurs and the business they start face risks and rewards. But if a business is successful, then an entrepreneur is able to make a profit, and they may be able to sell their business for a large sum of money in the future. Remember, things that are earned when a business succeeds is an example of the rewards that are available. And that is all we're going to look at with risk and reward for your business GCSE. Join us again next time. If this episode has got you in the mood for more podcast revision action, then you should search for our other revised podcast channels that cover a lot more than you'll find here. Search for Revise on whatever platform you got this podcast from and you'll find them. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our Revise podcasts, that cover every subject you need. Then that will help other people to find our podcasts.